97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show on a Friday morning. Good to have you with us. We are roughly an hour away from the United States Supreme Court releasing a lot of very important decisions on what is technically the final day of the term. I guess they could extend it, but I think everybody's expecting that this morning will be the time when they release five critical decisions, not the least of which includes, I believe, birthright citizenship and this whole issue of lower courts issuing these injunctions all over the place, and they've issued a lot of them against President Donald Trump. We are fortunate this morning to get Professor Alan Dershowitz on the phone with us. Of course, you see him on television all the time. He's got a new book out called The Preventive State. And, Professor, welcome into the show. How are you?
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. I hope people will read The Preventive State. It tells us about a real dangerous trend that we're going toward in America, where the government has power to take preventive actions without there being constraints. And so I wrote a book trying to set up a balance between the need to prevent horrible things and the need also to prevent denials of civil liberty. So that's my book, The Preventive State.
Yes, sir. And how does that play out with this decision, the court we assume will make today, dealing with all of these injunctions that are getting filed all the time? It seems like they've carried this entirely too far.
Yeah, and injunctions are always preventive. And, of course, deportation is preventive. We used to call it, people were sent out of the country as aliens. Deportation is part of that. And so there are a lot of these preventive mechanisms that are being used. The court is dealing with them, but the court doesn't have a jurisprudence. It's just acting in an ad hoc way. Today it rules one way, tomorrow it rules the other way. I'm trying to set up a jurisprudence that will cover things like injunctions and things like deportation. And the bombing of Iran was obviously preventive in nature. So we're living in the preventive state. We just don't have a jurisprudence or a framework for analyzing whether we're doing it right or wrong. And that's what I try to provide in the preventive state.
Curious to get your take on this whole situation where you have some of these particularly Democratic Congress members who are angry, saying, you know, Trump moved forward with this Iran bombing without talking about it with them first. Now, Caroline Leavitt has refuted that, saying that they did reach out to some of these key members in Congress. But the argument from the right is, if we wanted to make these big decisions and had to go through Congress on every single one of them, we would never get anything done. What's your take?
Not only that, but the framers of the Constitution understood this. The original Constitution gave Congress the power to make war. And James Madison, the father of the Constitution, said, no, that would constrain the president too much in the event of an imminent threat. And so they limited the power of Congress to declaring war. We haven't declared war since 1942. And every president virtually has made war. Obama made war on Libya. Clinton made war on a number of places. Obviously, we made war in Iraq, and the complaints only are partisan complaints. It's a completely frivolous argument that the President of the United States had to even notify Congress that it was going to be engaged in a secret bombing. First of all, you can't trust Congress. They leak like sieve. And so the president did exactly the right thing, a surprise attack. He then announced that he was declaring peace, not war. He said, I don't want war. I don't want boots on the ground. I want you to come to the negotiating table. Let's make peace. It's the most absurd, partisan, ridiculous argument. I lay out the answer to it completely in my book, The Preventive State. I make the case for why presidents obviously have the power to take preventive action to stop. If we could have taken preventive action to stop 9/11, if Israel could have taken preventive action to stop October 7th, everybody would have been thrilled, but we didn't do it. And the president and the chief executive has to have that authority.
Yeah. Professor Alan Dershowitz with us right now, talking about his new book there. All right. Treat me like one of your first year law students here. if the court rules today against the overwhelming number of injunctions, I believe that's one of the questions they're going to address today. Would that be a step toward the jurisprudence you're talking about?
Absolutely, and okay. I think the court will. I don't think the court is going to strike down birthright citizenship. I don't think without Congress, without a constitutional amendment, the 14th Amendment basically says if you're born in this country and you are subject to its jurisdiction, you're a citizen. I don't think the courts can interfere with that, but they may not reach that issue. They may only turn to the issue of national injunctions. Look, the answer to that is ultimately legislative. What we should do is create a new court, say 5 members or 7 members from around the country. And if you want a national injunction, as distinguished from just an injunction that applies to the 2 parties that are before you, you have to go to this special court. And if it grants it, it's immediately appealable to the Supreme Court, like the FISA court.
Sure.
So I think there's an answer to it, but the current situation is absolutely unacceptable. A judge somewhere in Idaho can tell the entire country that they can't deport criminals, and that's just not acceptable. So I think the court's going to have to do something about that, and it, you know, probably will act today.
Well, it's unsustainable, certainly for the long term. But it is out of whack when you consider how many of these injunctions were filed against President Trump compared to President Biden or President Obama.
But you know, let's be fair about it. President Trump, to his credit, has pushed the envelope more than any president since Roosevelt. Roosevelt pushed the envelope. Lincoln pushed the envelope. Jefferson pushed the envelope. So it's not surprising to me that the Democrats are fighting back, but it's up to the courts. The courts should not become part of this partisan debate. They are referees. They're not players. And too many judges selected by the Democrats, that is, you know, judge shopping. You pick a judge in the District of Columbia or in Boston who you know is going to be opposed to the Trump administration, and you get the injunction from that judge. That's unacceptable.
I would agree. Professor Alan Dershowitz, we appreciate your time today, sir. The book is called The Preventative State, The Challenge of Preventing Serious Harms While Preserving Essential Liberties. You can get it on Amazon or wherever you buy your books. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely.